Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And it's story time. Woo! And today, what story are we going to read? I'm sure many of you have heard this before. It's the Pied Piper. And it's the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And this is a story by the Grimm Brothers. Do you know who the Grimm Brothers are?
Of course. They're like so famous. A lot of stories are actually written.
Yeah, exactly.
By the Grimm Brothers. Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以今天我们要看到的呢，诶，大家先来看一下。But the title, Pied, perhaps we should explain that a little bit.
Oh yeah, because that's a really hard word. Pied means to have a lot of different colors. And a piper is someone who plays the instrument like a pipe or a flute. So that's why he's called the Pied Piper. He wears very colorful clothing and he plays like a flute.
Okay, 我们来看一下今天的故事哦。我们首先先来看一下这个字有点难，就是 Pied. 它就是有很多色杂色的。而 Piper 当然就是吹笛手的意思。所以呢中文的翻译呢除了这个汉姆林的吹笛手，其实也有人把它翻译为花衣魔笛手哦。
And now, of course, we mentioned this story is by the Grimm Brothers. So we know it's a really great story because they wrote things, they wrote stories like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Rapunzel, and many more.
I love Rapunzel, 长发姑娘。
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we find out more about this story?
Yeah, I'm excited.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
There's a small town in Germany, Hamelin. The people in this town work hard, so they're very rich. One day, something terrible happened. Rats took over the town. They ate all the food and chewed people's homes and clothes. The people in the town tried to use cats to chase away the rats. However, it didn't work.They found the mayor and shouted,
Help! Rats are destroying our homes!
When the mayor was thinking of a plan, a strange man appeared. He wore bright clothes and held a golden pipe. He told the mayor,
I helped other towns with their rat problem. I can help you for 10,000 gold coins.
Town. I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded. I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded. Terrible. A terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year. A terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year. Rat. My cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday. My cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday.Coin. I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine. I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine.
Okay, so our story first starts with it saying, There's a small town in Germany, Hamelin.The people in this town work hard, so they're very rich.
Okay. 好，我们来看一下哦，在德国的这个汉姆林有一座小镇。那小镇里面的人呢，都非常的辛勤的工作。So they work very hard, or they're very hardworking. 那所以呢，哎，他们非常的富裕哦。Maybe we should go to that town.
I know, we should go to Hamelin.
Cool.
Because you can be very rich. Now, we saw here, town is our word, power word. It's spelled T-O-W-N, town. A town is a noun. Now, a town is larger than a village, but it's smaller than a city. Now, we can use it in a sample sentence like this. I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded. I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded.
Okay, town 就是城镇的意思啦。那不同于 city, town 是比较小的哦。所以 city 呢是什么呢？就是城市。诶，不过有趣的是，在口语当中 town 还可以表示你居住或是你住在的城市。像是我是住在哪里呢？ Taipei、嗯。那如果我说 I'll be out of town for about a week, 意思就是我会离开台北市一个星期哦。好，我们看回刚刚的例句，提到就是呢，我喜欢住在小城镇里，因为不会太怎么样 crowded, 就是拥挤。
Actually, I like living in the big city. I like it when it's really busy and nice and fun.
And it's more convenient.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're a little bit different. All right, so let's continue reading the story. It says, one day, something terrible happened.
Uh-oh. Okay, 不过呢，故事当然要有一些转折，对不对？他就说，有一天，一件可怕的事发生了。Oh my God. Uh-oh. 不过这里我们看到Something terrible happened. 这是过去简单式的用法。想要知道更多这样的用法，我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box 找亮点。
在一个遥远神秘的小岛，有一群女战士在这里生活着，而我从小就在这个神秘的亚马逊岛上长大，向往着有一天我也能成为美丽而强大的女战士。One day, something terrible happened. 直到呢惨剧发生后，我才知道原来呢我是天神的儿女，必须为了拯救世界而战。智慧与美丽的化身就是我，神力女超人。每个人呢肯定都有过去，而大婶诶不是姐姐我呢过去又特别的精彩。英文里面呢说到过去发生的事情的时候，不能不注意的就是动词，必须要随时态来变化咯。今天呢就要跟大家分享一下过去简单式的用法。过去简单式呢好比现在简单式，但是呢它加上了过去，就表示呢它一定是发生在过去的时间，而且呢我们要注意到这件事情已经发生，并且呢它已经结束了。例如呢刚刚我说的 something terrible happened, something terrible happened, 有一件恐怖的事情发生了，这件事情呢在过去已经发生，而且呢已经结束，所以我们用过去简单式 happened。 这件恐怖的事情是什么呢？就是呢我的大哥他觉醒了，他要呢来毁灭世界了，因此呢他逼着我呢必须要使用我的神力来跟他决战。这边呢我们句子里面 happen 就是过去简单式的用法，发生这件事情呢已经结束，而且呢是在过去时间发生，所以我们就使用过去简单式。 OK, 故事继续讲了。 At the time, I didn't know I was the daughter of God. 在当时呢我还不知道原来呢我就是天神的女儿。 At the time, I didn't know I was the daughter of God. 过去简单式的否定呢，像是我们句子里面讲说当时我不知道这件事情呢，我们使用过去简单式的否定，我们呢就要使用助动词 did,did 再加上 not, did not 或是 didn't 再接上原形动词，就是过去简单式的否定用法。故事呢就先说到这里咯，想知道的话呢赶快去买票看电影啦。这边呢帮大家复习一下咯，发生在过去而且已经结束的事情，这个时候呢我们就可以使用过去简单式这个动词时态的变化咯。否定句的话呢我们就用助动词 did not 再加上原形动词。什么？你说你还是很想知道我的故事哦？好啦，先偷偷跟你说一些吧。后来呢因为呢我想要成为女战士，但是呢发生了什么事情，我妈呢极力反对我成为女战士哦。 My mom talked to me but I didn't listen. My mom talked to me but I didn't listen. 我妈呢虽然跟我说了你不能当女战士哦。 She talked to me but I didn't listen. 我没有听哦，因为呢我坚决的要成为一个强大的女战士，这个决心呢造就了现在的我。不过呢现在的我呢已经呢是一个成熟的大神是大姐姐了，所以呢马上我大神女战士就要来保卫世界咯。
Okay, so we learned that something terrible happened in the town. Now we were like, that's really bad. Because terrible, let's first learn about what it means. It's spelled T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E, terrible. Terrible is an adjective and it means extremely bad in a way that might cause harm or it might cause damage to you. Now, it can just mean something that's very awful, something that's really bad as well. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, a terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year. A terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year.
OK, 我们来看一下 terrible 在本课的意思是可怕的，所以呢就是类似在形容灾难 a terrible disaster 等等哦。不过其实在口语上 terrible 还可以当作 awful 就是糟糕的意思来用哦、mm-hmm. 像是 terrible music, terrible food 很糟糕的音乐、oh. 很糟糕的食物啦 or the garbage smells really terrible, oh my god,、mm-hmm. who put that there?
I know.
好啦，那我们看回刚刚的例句哦，提到的就是 a terrible typhoon, 就是一个可怕的台风，在今年夺走了15人的性命哦。
Oh, okay, I think I know who did that garbage one. It must have been Longwei.
I know.
With his terrible garbage.
He's so lazy.
Yeah, all right, so let's continue reading this story. It says, rats took over the town. So what was the bad thing that happened? Rats took over the town. Now whenYou take over something, it means to have control over it. So that means there's rats everywhere, basically.
Gross.
So, ew, not a very, very happy or very nice place to live in right now because there's so many rats.
Ew. Gross. Okay, so 我们来看一下哦，刚刚原来很可怕的事情是什么呢？就是老鼠们，占领了整座镇，所以可以想到这多么的恶心嘛，就是有很多的老鼠，可能比人还要多。那我们来看一下，看一下这里的片语提到的 take over， 就是有占领这样子的意思哦。
All right, so.Why couldn't it be something like butterflies or something cute like rabbits? Nope, it had to be rats. Now, what is a rat? It's also a word power word. It's spelled R-A-T, rat. Now, rats are really small animals, about this big, and they have a small pointed nose and a long tail. Okay, they might be bigger than this, but then rats usually have a pointy nose and a very, very long tail. Now, rats and mice are different.Okay, so a rat and mouse, the singular form, they're all quite different. They're all rodents, but they all look a little bit different. Mice or mouse, a mouse has rounder ears. All right, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, my cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday. My cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚提到的 rat 是老鼠，不过大家可能会觉得 mouse 也是老鼠的意思啊。其实两个都是鼠类哦，不过我们来看一下 rat 比较是大型的鼠类，通常可能是在外面啦，或者是我们看到像下水道的那种老鼠。而 mouse 指的是比较小型的鼠类，通常可能像是当作宠物的老鼠啦，或者是居住在屋内的哦。OK, 那其实两个都是老鼠鼠类哦。那不过呢，有趣的是在口语我们常常会用 smell a rat, 闻到老鼠吗、mm-hmm. 来表示事有蹊跷 OK、mm-hmm. 好啦那看回刚刚的例句就是呢我的猫昨天在我们家的外面捉到了一只大老鼠What a good cat.
No, don't, please don't give that. Well, good to keep it away, but please, I know cats like to give...their owner some presents, so hopefully you don't bring that here. And of course, we don't want to be rats as well, because being a rat just means you kind of tell on other people and you're kind of, we call it snitching on other people. So that's not very good. Just mind your own business. Don't hurt other people. Don't bring other people down.
That's right.
Okay, so let's continue reading our story. It says, they ate all the food, so they is the rat. So the rats eat all the food and chewed people's homes and clothes. Oh my gosh, that's really gross. When you chew something, it means you take small bites of something. So the rats are eating everything, basically. Oh.
Definitely not my clothes. Okay.
Yeah, please don't.
我们来看一下这老鼠们他们有多可怕，他们吃掉所有的食物，但是呢，更过分的是他们还怎么样咬坏人们的房子，还有衣服。哎，这里我们看到的 chew。OK, 相信大家不陌生吧。它是个动词表示呢这个咀嚼或者是咬坏的意思。所以像是 chewing gum, 对不对大家应该有就是印象了吧、mm-hmm. 就是口香糖啦因为你要嚼它嘛。
Right. So next, the article says the people in the town tried to use cats to chase away the rats. However, it didn't work. So I guess there were just too many of them and the cats didn't really, you know...Yeah. Not enough cats, maybe. They were lazy. We don't
know. Maybe the rats were really scary.
Yeah.
我们来看一下城镇里面的人们呢，他们就是尝试用猫，对不对？因为我们都想到猫捉老鼠来驱赶掉这个老鼠。这里的 chase away 就是有驱赶的意思，但是怎么样却怎么样徒劳无功，完全没有用嘛。Mm-hmm. Work 这里就是有行得通或是发挥功效。But it didn't work.
Right, it didn't work at all. Okay, next the story says, they found the mayor and shouted, help! Rats are destroying our homes. Okay, so this was getting to be a really big problem. So, of course, they looked to the mayor for help. Now, the mayor is a person who is in charge of a town or a city. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, every city, every town, we have a mayor. So we have a mayor for Taipei City.Now, what were the people talking about? They told the mayor, please help us because these rats are destroying our homes. When you destroy something, it means you damage it. So, for example, typhoons, really serious typhoons, can destroy homes.
好啦，那接下来呢，他们只能去找谁呢？找 mayor, 他们找到了市长，并且呐喊道，救命啊，这个老鼠正在破坏我们的家园。Mayor 刚刚提到就是市长的意思，像是呢 The current mayor of Taipei City is 柯文哲，对不对、mm-hmm. 台北市长就是柯P啦。那刚刚提到的 destroy 是什么呢？就是破坏的意思，它是一个动词哦。那不过通常我们是讲类似像这个台风啊、或是大灾难，不过这里我们提到的是 rats，可想而知很可怕哦。
I think that's really scary. That would be my worst nightmare.
I know.
Worst nightmare. All right, so let's continue reading. Will they ever get rid of the rats? It says, when the mayor was thinking of a plan, a strange man appeared. Who was this guy?
正当这个市长在想办法的时候呢，一位奇怪的男子现身了 appeared.
Who is this person? Well, we describe him as he wore bright clothes and held a golden pipe. Ah, so maybe this is the Pied Piper that we were learning about earlier in the title. So he had a lot of bright clothes and he had a golden pipe. Now remember, again, the pipe is an instrument like a flute and he has a golden pipe. Now what's the difference between golden and gold? Well, golden is just the adjective and it means to have a really deep color. You use it to describe a color. Now gold is the noun and it means it's the thing, the metal that we find in the earth.So you can have a gold pipe or a golden pipe as well.
Okay. 所以呢，我们看到了他穿着亮丽的衣裳，而且呢，手上握着一只金色的笛子。好，我们来看一下 golden 这个形容词，它可以用来表示金色的，像是如果我有金色的头发 golden hair 像是在那个刚刚提到的 Rapunzel 啊，或者是像一些公主系列的他们感觉头发好像都是亮晶晶的
Yeah,
对不对
they have like really beautiful golden long hair
I want to have golden hair Maybe it's a diet Okay, anyway 不过如果我们提到 gold 它可以当作名词或者是形容词的就是指黄金或者是黄金做的东西所以我们想到 gold jewelry 就是、mm-hmm. 用黄金做的一些珠宝
gold jewelry
Nice, okay. 不过呢，我们刚刚看到他们是一个，他拿的是什么？一个金色的笛子。笛子的英文就是 pipe， 所以 piper 呢，我们加 er 变成吹笛手哦。
All right. So this strange man, what does he say? He told the mayor, "I helped other towns with their rat problem."I can help you for 10,000 gold coins. Ooh. Oh, so he's an experienced person. He's somebody that's been doing this before.
所以他告诉市长说，诶，我跟你讲，我帮助其他的城镇解决他们的 rat problem, 就是鼠患哦。我可以帮助你们，但是要收取怎么样多少，就是一万个金币、OK, 作为这个报偿。所以这个金币我们是用 gold coins、
right.
这里当然就是指真的我们可以用到的金子、黄金
Alright, so coin here is also a word power word It's spelled C-O-I-N coin Coin, it is a noun, and it is the piece of metal, usually flat and round, and we use it for money. So we have bills, which are the paper notes, and then we have coins, like the 50 NT, the 10 NT, and the 5 NT. So coins make a sound. They're usually made out of metal. It's usually flat and round and easy to carry around. All right, you can use it in a sample sentence like this. I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine. I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine.
Coin 呢就是硬币啦，像是我们可能有提到刚刚有 gold coins， 就是金币，或是 silver coins，有银币，还有 copper coins， 就是铜币啦。那比方像是如果我说 I have $10 in coins， 意思就是 yeah， 我可能有 maybe 十个一块钱的，对不对？反正就是用硬币来算啦。OK， 那回到刚刚的例句提到，就是我需要5枚硬币来用这台洗衣机洗我的衣物哦。OK， that comes to the end of our article. It's now time for our review time. Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so it's our review time, and what we're going to do today is we're going to fill in the blanks. So you guys guess the word, we'll give you the sentence, and you guys guess the word, and see if you can beat Laura.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, okay, so ready.
The first one, the blank ran around the trash cans to look for food.
一定是老鼠，他们都会找食物。The rats.
That's right, R-A-T-S, rats. Okay, next one.All the people in the blank celebrated the New Year at the square.
过年。
Where do you go?
The town.
Yeah, that's right, town. Okay, next one. Tim had a blank car accident and is in the hospital now.
一定是一个很糟糕的, a terrible car accident.
That's right, terrible means bad or awful. And the last one, you need to put blank in the machine in order to play the game.
Coins,
I know you guys must know this one. That's right. I'm sure you guys know this one as well. If you go to the arcade and you play games, you have to use coins in there. All right, so...Hope you guys got all the answers. That's all the time that we have for today. But don't forget, we still have our story that we need to continue. What happened to the rats? We'll stick to day two and let's learn more. See you next time. Bye.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin. There's a small town in Germany, Hamelin. The people in this town work hard, so they're very rich.One day, something terrible happened. Rats took over the town. They ate all the food and chewed people's homes and clothes. The people in the town tried to use cats to chase away the rats. However, it didn't work. They found the mayor and shouted,
Help! Rats are destroying our homes!
When the mayor was thinking of a plan, a strange man appeared. He wore bright clothes and held a golden pipe. He told the mayor,
I helped other towns with their rat problem. I can help you for 10,000 gold coins.
Town, town.I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded. I like living in a small town because it's not too crowded. Terrible, terrible. A terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year.A terrible typhoon killed 15 people this year. Rat, rat. My cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday. My cat caught a big rat outside our house yesterday. Coin, coin.I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine.
I need 5 coins to wash my clothes in the washing machine.